Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. After a 3-week hiatus, welcome to Motivating Mondays, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and I missed you much. And even though you might have missed me, I hope you've been enjoying and catching up with the archive broadcast. And if you had missed the last broadcast on Sunday, October the 27th, it was like a 2 or 3 hour broadcast. On October 27th, where a friend of the show, Rod, had called in, and we were talking about scandal and just some of everything, because the topic was jobs, holiday job market, and holiday shopping and different things. And be honest, going to continue where we left off, talking about the job market. Since then, myself and another Avon lady had traveled to Tunica, Mississippi, to the Tunica Area Job Fair, which was that following Wednesday on October the 30th, and I didn't realize Tunica was right in, like, at Memphis, and like Tupelo is to Jackson, you know, but again, thank you to all the nice people up there in Tunica, and Tunica, Mississippi, that we met, and also to the new person that I signed with Avon, Samantha Bell and her family and all the people that I met, and looking forward to keeping in touch with and all that. Big shout out to Tiffany Thompson, who was the Avon lady that invited me to travel with her to Tunica. Also, we had a blast and a good time. That job fair was an ultimate success. I mean, it was a line when we arrived there, and I think the following weekend there was one in Helena, is that how you pronounce it, Arkansas. And there's one scheduled, a big one scheduled for, I believe, Rose City, Arkansas. And I didn't realize the marriage between Arkansas and Tennessee and Mississippi. Also, even though I know Arkansas is, like, right above us, I didn't realize the close relationship that we have, like Texarkana, you know. But, again, happy holidays. I'm going to be playing a Christmas holiday music also, since everybody – Christmas holiday season is here. You know, it's been here. So either we get with it, and you know, I don't want to say get with it or not, because, you know, if, you know, defeat those bah humbug blues, you know, at least be thankful and grateful for this season and to see the 20th. I'm not telling you what to do, but it's a good idea to be thankful and grateful to see this time of the year in the holiday season and the arrival of 2014. But again, thank you for your love and your support and your devotion. And are you guys digging the new look? Blog Talk Radio has a new look again that and features that cater to the host, and cater to the listeners also. You listeners, you can just really zoom in and check out what shows and episodes you want to watch, and then also the features that allow us to produce our shows effectively and just to better develop our shows are amazing also. So again, thank you. Plan on talking more about recipes. I'm going to share my mother way of baking a turkey. Not today, but baking a turkey. Also, I'm going to share a giblet gravy recipe. And you don't have to use giblet gravy. You can use other. And also dressing in the near future this week. Probably on Friday on her birthday. Her birthday is on Friday, November the 22nd. Last year it was on Thanksgiving. But again, thank you. And I continue playing Prince and 3EG. Big shout out to Minneapolis, St. Paul, Chan Hansen, and all of that, my friends and Big D. And also, before I go any further, I've been sick. So if you guys hear me cough, those of you that network with me know I've been sick over the past week and a half. I've been sick with a really bad cold. That's why I was going to end the hiatus last Monday, but I couldn't because I was sick. I could not talk all week. I started talking maybe Friday, and I'm still coughing and I still have some congestion. You probably can hear it a little bit. And I feel for those of you that have been sick. I've never really had a cold this early in the season. I can't even recall as being a kid getting sick this early in the season, but I remember hearing reports that people that cold and the flu bug have been going around back in September, and I'm coming early. So not only the holiday season arrived early, but the cold and flu bugs also. So take care of yourself if you need to get flu shots or take more vitamin C. I'm definitely going to start taking more vitamin C and eat more citrus and I, you know, I love soup. So to me, soup and stew are cure-alls. Not only do they taste good and all that, but before I go any further, while I was sick and while I was on hiatus, you guys know how much I love the LeBert guys, LeBert Dallas, LeBert Houston, LeBert Florida guys, LeBert Fort Lauderdale, and you know I gave one of my guys, favorite guys in Florida. And you guys have heard me, you know, like, root him on regarding contests and all that. Julian was in a bad car accident. I was on hiatus, and many of you that are listening are in Miami are aware of this. And so this, and of course, my guys in Dallas and Houston, they, you know, have probably been filling you in with what's going on. But I was just so under the weather, I did not even know. The day it happened, I noticed, when I looked back, I noticed where he was at a hospital, but I thought he was visiting a hospital. And if you guys would check his Facebook page, Julian LeBert, you would see his car, you would see pictures of him. I mean, he is a God-fearing guy. And he, because he talks a lot about his relationship with God, and he definitely was touched by an angel, thank God, and praying for him to heal and recover completely, because that car was just crumbled. And then you see the pictures, his profile pictures, him laying in his hospital bed. So I want to send hugs and kisses and prayers out to Julian and all the guys all the LeBert's, and especially LeBert Florida and LeBert Lauderdale also. Happy holidays also to those, to all the guys and women like me who support them also. But again, let's keep on, and we're going to be talking about different things. You can call in. The chat room is open. And it seems like there's something else I want to talk about. There's been so much happening. I'm looking forward to the American Music Awards on the 24th. That should be a good one. But thank you.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend
everyone
6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
Christmas is in the air. Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas seals. Money raised through Christmas seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante, artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Mi bebé nació sana y a término, como debe ser para todos los bebés. Por eso apoyo a March of Dimes y su caminata anual, La Marcha por los Bebés. Únase y participe en La Marcha por los Bebés. Visite nacersano.org.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Bells will be ringing, the sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Christmas and New Year's will find you whole.
I love that song. I love playing that song last year. Please Come Home for Christmas. That's such a beautiful song. Oh, that's from my YouTube friend, Michael Anthony, Anthony Michael. And he has a lot of Christmas tunes. I'm going to check out and see what new what's new on his list for this year of Christmas tunes. Awesome, awesome talent. Such a beautiful voice. I had a birthday today. It's your birthday. I've been on a lot of birthdays with family members and loved ones of mine and friends that I network with. So today is Charismi's, Crosby Sirius of Istanbul. Today is his birthday, so sending much love to my brother in Istanbul, Turkey. Happy birthday. You are so awesome, and I have loved networking with you since I joined Facebook in 2007, 2008. He's one of my first Facebook friends, and we've just had an awesome, awesome Facebook friendship. So big shout-out, happy birthday to Charismi. And you can call him Crash the Sirius. Here's Heavy Funk. We'll be right back. Birthday to you, Charisma. Yes, indeed. Oh, man, I'm looking at my Avon web store. I know many of you are doing online shopping and going to your favorite stores. We love this time of year. Matter of fact, that's going to be one of the topics on Wednesday for Matters of the Heart. You guys know this. Hey, I might be solo and don't have a significant other of my own, but I do have friends, and also, even though we like talking about shopping, I know sometimes, and all of us know, it's not always easy to shop for that special person. If you're just dating, or if you're in a new relationship, or if you've been happily married for years and years to come and want to keep it that way with the perfect gift, that's what we're going to talk about on Wednesday, buying that perfect holiday gift for your some people, your boo, your babe, your lover, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your partner, your wife, your husband. We're going to talk about shopping. And, you know, I've worked in direct selling and retail selling, and I'm also a mystery shopper. And I know how it is on both sides, shopping for other people, shopping for gifts, and also being a salesperson, doing my best to help the customer find the perfect holiday gift. That's one thing I love about the holiday season also, is, you know, especially when you're working, if it's in direct selling, like selling Avon or Mary Kay or Tupperware or whatever, or if you're working in a store, it's been so much pleasure to help a person find that perfect gift. And so that's what we're going to talk about on Wednesday. And really, I would love for you to call in and share some of your tips on getting that perfect gift, on what's advisable. Because in some of my research and on some articles that I've shared, just in recent days, sometimes if you're newly dating someone, you don't want to scare that person off with like a really like serious type gift, but maybe a nice fragrance or a nice book that you know that they of a topic that they really like. You know, maybe you don't want to scare them off with certain things that they might think, oh my God, we're moving too fast, and then you don't want to give a gift and say, hey, we're moving too slow either. So it's important. But then also there's that gift that you know it would be useful for your husband or your wife or your girlfriend, or if you're just a person that's dating and you know and you're exchanging gifts with your people that you're dating, and then even with your friends, because I have friends, and so friends is like, okay, we can even talk about that, like exchanging gifts with friends, are just spending quality time with your significant others and your friends and those that you work with. You know, we can go on and on, but the thing is talking about those gifts. And then we can go even farther and talk, really expand it and talk about it, because Matters of the Heart, the It's about love and relationships and dating and all that. You know, we'll talk about getting that perfect gift for your significant other, whether it's your boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, husband, wife. I know we have so many terms, don't we? Babe, boo, honey. And some people say bae, you know, whatever. So it should be a fun show talking about that. And, you know, pretty much we're going to be talking about shopping. And every year we talk about preparation, and that's why in the title, Thanksgiving preparation. I've been doing a lot of, but you all know I'm always ongoing cleaning and organizing. I love to clean and organize, but I'm a clutter bug. But I've been cleaning. Honestly, I've been cleaning. I've been organizing. I've been boxing books, and I even have the tree up. No, I have not decorated yet, but I'm starting that process because right at Thanksgiving, I'm going to be very, very busy. I'm excited about Small Business Saturday. How many of you out there that are listening are excited also regarding Small Business Saturday? Small Business Saturday started in 2010, and even the president is a big supporter of Small Business Saturday. And Small Business Saturday, speaking of, I'm bringing this up because speaking of shopping and Black Friday, so Small Business Saturday is the day after Black Friday, of course, before Cyber Monday. What is Sunday called? It should be called Soul Searching Sunday. That's right. We should be praying and thanking, and like every day. But but really, Small Business Saturday is amazing. I'm planning on promoting Avon and, of course, Cut the Shock Entertainment Report at the local Shell gas station in my neighborhood. The gentleman that runs it, he's so kind and nice to allow me to leave Avon catalogs and mags and my business cards in the store. And so I had mentioned to him about, hey, could I promote the my Avon business here at your location, since you're so supportive. And I've always, even before he was owner, I've always loved going to that Shell, and he seems to be doing a good job, he and those that work with him at that Shell. And I'm thankfully he's supportive of allowing me to leave all my catalogs and catalogs there. And he was like, sure, you can promote your business here. And I thought about it. Hey, Small Business Saturday is coming up. Small Business Saturday would be a perfect day. So I'm awaiting my Small Business Saturday freebies to give out, like bags and I think like stickers and so on. But I did receive in the mail probably about a month ago from American Express this little decal, and many of you probably have received it also. But they have an awesome Facebook page, and also the hashtag is Small Biz Saturday. SmallBizSat, and the Twitter name I believe is the same thing, and but the Facebook page is Small Business Saturday. So if you check it out, and you're an entrepreneur, small business owner, or you support small businesses like I do also, check it out. But many of you I know have heard of it because I've been supporting it for ages also, but I'm definitely looking forward to being a part of, you know, of the event that I will be having at the Shell gas station in my neighborhood. And a big shout out also to other local businesses like Save-A-Lot that I frequent, and Family Dollar, and there's so many businesses right in my neighborhood. And that's what Small Business Saturday is about, supporting small and local businesses, places right in your neighborhood that you might overlook daily, not intentionally. You just don't always say, well, I mean, like that store, that boutique, or that coffee shop that you've intended on stopping by in right in your neighborhood, but you never get a chance to get to. Oh, Small Business Saturday would be a good opportunity to go and support that business. And I'm a big lover of your business on MSNBC. If you go to their Facebook page and follow them on Twitter and go to MSNBC's website and check out your business is always promoting Small Business Saturday. and covering stories regarding Small Business Saturday. This past Sunday, they reported awesome stories regarding Small Business Saturday and different concepts and how this one community in Burbank, California, upped their appeal and traffic by coming together, and they're, excited about Small Business Saturday. And then also next Sunday is going to be, a special regarding Small Business Saturday on your business. It comes on, I know, at 6:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, because I'm on Central Standard Time on MSNBC. So really, really, really check that out. Visit their Facebook page and the website. And it is sponsored by American Express. And the president is, again, a big supporter of a Small Business Saturday. Also, you can also go to AmericanExpress.com and sign up. I'm expecting my goodies, because I know they said it takes about 3 to 4 weeks. And I know I signed up for my, bags to give away and share maybe, 2.5-3 weeks ago. So they should be arriving this week, because everybody need to get their stuff before Small Business Saturday. So, I told a few other fellow Avon ladies about it. But I know many business owners and those that love to shop at small businesses and so on already know about this, but I just want to talk about it more. This coming up Saturday, we'll talk about Small Business Saturday. That's going to be the topic on the show. So it should be fun, of course, holiday shopping and all of that. But what are you doing to prepare for Thanksgiving? Are you been cleaning? Have you have all your ingredients for your recipes if you're cooking? Big shout-out to Piggly Wiggly. They order a Thanksgiving dinner from Piggly Wiggly, but then also we'll be cooking some of my favorite dishes in addition. You all probably are wondering how my weight loss is going. It's still going good. I'm still dropping the pounds and transforming my body. Yes, indeed, I'm sticking to it. I'm working on this, on that little pouch. My waist is whittling. It is whittling, but I'm working on still flattening the stomach and abs. I know pain, no gain. I need to do some hard work and bust some sweat to get those abs back, right? So I will. But let me stop running my mouth and play some more music, and also we'll talk about preparing for Thanksgiving and the job market and holiday shopping also. But again, thank you for your love and support. And I don't think I have this show scheduled to last for 90 minutes, so it might be ending in about 15 minutes. But most of my shows are 90 minutes, morning shows especially. But I really appreciate your love and your support.
En la Asociación Americana del Pulmón, luchamos por el día en que todos podamos respirar más fácilmente. Luchamos por cielos claros sobre todas las ciudades y pulmones saludables en todo el país. Luchamos por mantener el humo de otros fuera de nuestros espacios públicos y lugares de trabajo. Y luchamos para liberar a millones de estadounidenses de la adicción al tabaco y los efectos devastadores de las enfermedades pulmonares. Luchamos por un día en que los niños no tengan que luchar contra la contaminación en sus propias casas y tengan temor a un ataque de asma. La Asociación Americana del Pulmón no solo está luchando por el aire, luchamos por todas las cosas por las que vale la pena respirar. Y necesitamos su ayuda. Únase a la lucha. Visite luchandoporelaire.org y lea sobre algunas de las muchas formas en las que la Asociación Americana del Pulmón lucha para proteger el aire que respiramos, dentro y fuera de casa. Conozca más en luchandoporelaire.org.
Here's something for you to work out, to do some jumping jacks and stretches and all of that good stuff. Jog in place.
Please,
don't
come
to the coffin.
Thank you.
Wow. Rockin' awesome. Prince and the very funky, funky NTG, I might say. Remember when they performed that tune about a year ago on Jimmy Kimmel Live? So freaking awesome. Love it, love it, love it. Oh, today on Ellen, one of my favorite actors, directors, writers, painters, artists, James Franco. What's up, James? I know you are listening. what's up, James and Dave Franco and the Franco fam? Oh, Dave Franco will be guest today on Ellen. I know that's right. And a big shout-out to those of you that attended the extra casting call. It's not a James Franco film, but this is a Tate Taylor film, to be honest. The guy that directed The Help is currently filming, directing, along with Jagged Film, which is Mick Jagger's film company, a biopic about James Brown. And they're filming right now in Natchez, but filming will happen in January here in Jackson. So there was an open casting call held on yesterday at Mississippi Film Office in downtown Jackson. And so a big shout-out to everyone who participated. I am emailing my info as soon as the show is over. I intended to do it yesterday morning. I keep putting it off, and I'm not going to put it off any farther. I'm going to email my info in this morning. So hope to be amongst the chosen ones. Hope I get a few lines too. That would be pretty cool. I need to really get back into auditioning and going to casting calls and all that good stuff. I definitely need to have my much needed dental surgery done too, so I can really get roles that I would love to get. But most definitely, it's fun going over to casting calls, but I'm submitting my info. I was sick, and my mother, was like a few days ago, she was sick too, but she was like, you look awful. And so I couldn't even volunteer. Big shout out to Carol Shelter. Yesterday and on Saturday, Carol Booth was at Petsmart on I-55. North and East Carolina Road. So if you adopted a pet or came out and supported the Carol Shelter and volunteers at PetSmart on yesterday, a big shout out to you. Visit the website at carolms.org also. And we're doing a promotion with black animals and animals that are mostly black called Back in Black, where the adoption fee is also reduced. But if you visit the website, you'll see all the information. And follow Twitter at Carol Shelter, and also like the Facebook page also. So I'm glad I remembered to let you guys know about that. And you all probably wonder, well, who does she volunteer for? I volunteer for Carol Shelter, No Kill Animal Shelter. I'm supportive of ARF also, and because Ms. Jackson, when I talked with her a couple months ago, she said she's making space for some felines that I do have. A few years ago, I had taken a few of Cinnamon puppies to her, and but I volunteered for Carol. I volunteered for the Mississippi GOP, and I'm a new volunteer for the Coleman Foundation. I have yet participated in my first event yet, but I'll let you guys know when I do and where and all of that good stuff. Let me go. What's more events that I need to promote? But I will be promoting there's a lot of community events going on around the country and here in Jackson. People do keep me updated and send me invites, and hopefully some of you will be coming on and telling us straight from your mouth what is going on. this is my first, like, real cough. Please excuse me for that cough. I've been doing my best to keep them, keep from blurting out a cough. But hopefully it will be gone real, real soon. But definitely do not want it to freshen up. But honestly, if you're looking for, like, Hello Kitty, awesome gifts for your honey, I mean, to be honest, or for your boss or for your secretary or for people that that you interact with daily, be honest, visit. I invite you to visit my web store at Avon. YourAvon.com/BethWilliams, BTHWMS, but visit your favorite or your very own Avon lady, or check out, ask her to provide you with the proper catalogs and shopping guides. our guys, we have some awesome guys selling Avon, and that's what I was telling a lot of the guys up in Tunica about how awesome Avon is for guys also as a career choice and so on. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to follow up with some of those guys today regarding Avon. I'm like, you know, they wear Avon, so, and then you promote Avon, so why not sell Avon? We have some awesome items for guys. And if you're looking for Hello Kitty, we have the Hello Kitty items. I know many of you are looking for Hello Kitty items for kids. And also I know a lot of grown people love Hello Kitty items also, but we definitely have them for the kids. A lot of awesome home decor. My mother ordered an awesome holiday wreath, two of them, and they are awesome. So we have awesome items for yourself, for gifts, and also for your home decor, for decorating. So check out youravon.com. Search for a Avon lady in your area, or you can, you know, you're welcome to shop at my web store also, /BethWMS, BTH, WMS. Your order is $30 or more, you get free shipping. And your items arrive in just a couple of days. But right now we're in campaign 24, and it's just awesome. Let's see. I'm going to go into talking about other items, but on Wednesday I'm going to go in depth talking about some of my favorite Avon items and other items from other retailers regarding shopping and shopping for your significant other. Also, Derek Jeter has an awesome cologne line, fragrance line. Also, Chris Paul, NBA's Chris Paul, has a fragrance called Unstoppable. And these are favorite guys of mine anyway. And also, there's a fragrance for men and women called Blue Escape that is very awesome. When you visit the website, you will see in Blue Passion. Not Blue Passion, I'm talking about Blue Escape. Passion, just the word passion. Passion is an awesome fragrance also. Just giving you a hint of awesome products that we have and all that. Just giving you ideas. But, again, thank you for tuning in. We're not through yet, but just enjoying this first show back after 3 weeks off and through the hiatus as of now. We'll be broadcasting again Wednesday at 5:30. Friday show is scheduled for 5:30 and not a.m., not evening time. And on Saturday, I'm not sure what time it's scheduled. I can look at this because it's up. The show is up, but I'm not sure what time I have it scheduled for. But again, thank you for your love and support. So let's talk a little bit more. I think it's almost time to conclude the show because I don't think I scheduled it for 90 minutes. So do want to get in certain things. I missed church on yesterday, but I'm doing my best to go to Saint Church consistently on Sunday. I know on Thanksgiving Day, the church that I'm a member of and attend, Cathedral AME Zion Church, will have Thanksgiving service at 9 o'clock a.m., anyone that's interested in attending. Services are always awesome and rocking. Last Sunday, the JPS, Jackson Public School Superintendent, Dr. Cedric Gray Jr. spoke, and did he not speak? You know, he's an ordained minister also. So the sermon was amazing. It was called Some Assembly Required. And after Bible study, many of us had an opportunity to meet his wife and his daughter also. And his wife happens to love Avon, too. You know, they relocated to Jackson from the Memphis area. So it was the sermon was amazing, and it was a double pleasure to have the opportunity to meet his missus and daughter also. So a big shout-out to them, and happy holidays to them also. So it was really a good service. I hate I had to miss yesterday's service, but I did not want to spread germs. I want to be in church coughing and spreading germs. If someone kept something from me, I would be so sad. That's what I told my mom. I'd be so sad if I spread my germs and someone coughed a cold from me or something. Here's Rick Springfield, Holy Night. And also, more get well soon to other loved ones in my life that have been feeling under the weather with other health issues other than colds, okay? You know who you are.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
With the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000. The equivalent of a small city.
Wow. It rained a lot this morning. All morning. I guess it's gonna be like in the 60s today. But it rained. Around midnight, I was like, oh my God. You know, I was like shampooing my hair, and before the show, I was under the hair dryer for a couple hours, and I was just preparing for the show. But when I was shampooing my hair, I was like, it felt like it was raining. And it was raining like crazy. Gotta send love and prayers out to those affected by the tornadoes in Indiana and Illinois. I remember early yesterday morning seeing those warnings, tornado warnings, and I was very concerned. And then last night on on YouTube, I received a Reuters video of a horrific tornado just hidden places in Illinois and Indiana, so definitely sending much love and prayers out to those affected by that tornado and tornadoes. Matter of fact, right here before the holiday season, for Thanksgiving and during holiday season, we're right here. Tornadoes, we're like, oh my God. We always have our voice up here in Jackson, Mississippi, regarding tornadoes. We've been having some crazy weather. Cold one day, hot one day. That's why so many people get the flu bug and cold because of that crazy weather. Looking forward to talking with Draft soon. New Orleans native, lives in Marrero, Louisiana. Looking forward to talking with him, talking about his new music. And also, of course, True God will be coming to talk with us also, and also other surprises also. I do have, can't tell everything. I don't know. I'm kind of feeling giddy. Do I sound giddy? Because I am. Here's True God, speaking of him. Pieces of Me.
I think there's a perception of love full of conception. When it starts to break down, you'll see the time that you've invested. There's no natural selection. If feelings come and go, there's no protection. So even hurt will in time become accepted. And so while I sit here just reading books to my daughter, looking around the room, seeing everything that we bought her. flashbacks to her mom giving birth inside of the water. Fast forward to present day and his family's facing slaughter. Remember what I taught her, never thought she would harbor all this hurt and resentment. Perhaps I gave her incentive, so now I'm a baby father. Instead of being a husband, we both stubborn and petty. I'm ready to find redemption, she's ready to find attention. Couldn't see her intention, she seems to have a new man. Nothing I could do in prevention, but you live your life, though it ain't as short as we think. Bring that nigga near my daughter, I kill him, won't even blink. I'm watching you moving backwards, she thinks it's cool to be ratchet. While hair and skin might be natural, image is something practiced. So is she faking the actual? Or maybe I'm just bitter while painting a clearer picture, cause moving on is impractical. So is this a heartbreak? Maybe it isn't known, it's probably karma. I've just styled a couple heartbreaks of my own. And so, before you leave and before we create issues, here, there's a piece of my soul you can take with you. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me, a keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything was nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. How did we come about? Truth be told, I cannot remember. Maybe I do a little, I think we've met in December. Scratch that, there was a snowstorm, thinking it's February. We known each other for years, so that timing ain't necessary. What's odd is that you liked me for years and I never noticed. Well, maybe I saw the signs, but on you I just wasn't focused. You had a boyfriend initially, with who you had some history. Together for a couple years, but you don't think it's meant to be. So we end up chilling while we did, it's still a mystery. Then you had started kissing me, lines we crossed them essentially. I'm in your room on top of you, caught inside of your wetness. This nigga's calling your phone, right then I start to regret this. Next morning you break up with him, hoping he gets the message. Say you got some heavy feelings for me, you want to express it. But shit, I didn't feel the same, I just let it continue. Kiss your neck to not look into your eyes whenever I'm in you. There's guilt inside of my heart, I wasn't thinking with that. Her pussy so tight and wet, that's what keeps on bringing me back. Sometime later she's in search of commitment I couldn't give to her. And at this point relationships only create a prisoner. She's got her own place, she's asking me can I live with her. She said I got a heart, but in mind she's only a visitor. So though at times a nigga may miss you, here's a piece of my mind that you can take with you. True. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me, a keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. We met at work, she said she's looking for her Mr. Right. I'm staring at her thinking, damn, this girl's my kryptonite. Red bone, fat ass, pretty feet. Started talking every day and at a point the shit gets deep. We daily texting and chatting and soon everybody starts to think that we're an item. Blame me for letting it happen. I'm tripping since she's older, thinking this ain't perfect timing. On the dance floor at the Christmas party, we touching and grinding. Watched her cry inside the cafe, she sang, which was rare. She used to be in the band but stopped singing cause no one cared. Well maybe that's a bit harsh, she just never saw success. Became a fan of D.A.R. and said with talent I was blessed. Conversations heating up, late nights just talking sex. Said the way I used to word things would quickly make her wet. Fast forward, shit done changed and shit now we barely talking. She may text me every now and then but really isn't often. She said you might be the one but our bond is way too close. She sent me news the next day so I'm confusing her approach. Shit is meant to be a fantasy and simply nothing more. Phone sex and freaky texting but that's all that we explore. Can't lie, I felt connection but just knew it wouldn't work. If we tried it wouldn't last so I risk us getting hurt. Maybe in the future I may get you, but here's a piece of imagination you can take with you. I'm saying, so I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me, a keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything was nothing like it seemed to be. Reach for the stars, she said, and the sun is gonna shine. Every winter.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. True God Immortal, Baltimore, Maryland, repping Baltimore. Pieces of Me, love this song. And we have a new rating system also with the new look and features, the hosts we do. We can, because of, I love to play artists and sometimes lyrical content are, you know, more suited for not everyone, for PG-13. So we have now, sort of mature, we have like PG-13 ratings. So when you see a show, then you might wonder, well, I wonder why it's PG-13 rating, because of the lyrical content of some of the songs that I play, just to be safe, and just to let people know, hey, you know, you might hear a word or two, you know, but on Wednesdays, of course, for mature audiences, because we're talking adult, grown talk in regards to love and romance and all of that. Thank you for those that have been in the chat room also this morning. But I'm looking at Yahoo News, and they're talking about the that there were casualties in the, regarding the storm in Illinois. At least 6 dead in Illinois after tornado storms damaged homes. Search and recovery operations are underway after severe storms and tornadoes wreaked havoc on the Midwest, killing at least 6 people and injuring dozens more after powerful winds flattened homes and decimated much of the town of Washington, Illinois. A 6th death was confirmed late Sunday night after 77 reports of tornadoes ripped through the Midwest earlier in the day. One of the tornadoes in New Minden, Illinois, was estimated to be an EF4 with winds up to 400 miles per hour. Jonathan Monkin, the director of the Illinois Emergency Management Agency, said a 3rd person was confirmed dead Sunday night in Mastiff County. An elderly couple was killed in Nashville, Illinois, and another person was killed in Washington. At least 37 people were injured in the storms, although officials said they expect that number to rise significantly. The town of Washington, a rural community of 16,000, appeared to have been one of the hardest hit. Rows of homes were completely flattened, trees uprooted, and cars turned upside down. I crawled into my kitchen, and the whole roof came off. My table went sideways, my glass doors blew in, my house is devastated, and still can't find my cat, Washington resident Alicia Bachman told ABC News Radio. In a news release, the Illinois National Guard said it had dispatched 10 firefighters and 3 vehicles to Washington to assist with immediate search and recovery operations in the tornado-damaged area. The whole neighborhood's gone. The wall of my fireplace is all that is left of my house, Michael Purdon told the Associated Press. I stepped outside and I heard it coming. My daughter was already in the basement, so I ran downstairs and grabbed her, crossed the laundry room, and all of a sudden I could see daylight up the stairway and my house was gone. Lisa Hunter's son, Brevin, 6, convinced his mother and to head to the basement and hide under a mattress. We just covered up with a mattress, he said, and she was holding me tight. I was holding her tight. When the tornado finally passed, they discovered their Washington home was reduced to rubble within minutes. When I went outside, I was like, oh, my God, our whole entire neighborhood. I never even knew it would look like that, Brevin. Washington Mayor Gary Manor was in church when a tornado ripped through the town. Manor quickly sprang into action and ushered people to safety. I was in church, and I actually had our worshipers go to the basement, and I'm sure some of them probably thought I was off my rocker. But, you know, a lot of times churches don't necessarily do tornado drills and fire drills like schools and businesses, Manur told ABC News Radio. Manur said he was grateful he spent so much time going over emergency preparedness and disaster plans. I was in church, and I actually had our worshipers go to the basement, and I'm sure, oh yeah, I read that part. Illinois State Trooper Dustin Pierce said the tornado cut a path from one end of the town to the other, knocking down power lines, rupturing gas lines, and ripping off roofs. There's a lot of power lines down. Some of them might be live. There's a lot of gas leaks still, so we really need people to stay back. So people in those areas, please be careful. Pierce told ABC News Radio, there's a lot of homes affected by this, including a lot of multifamily homes, apartment buildings, things like that. So they're still going through those areas, you know, searching, looking for injured people, he added. The tornado that ripped through Washington was part of a massive storm system that tore across Illinois around noon Sunday, causing widespread damage and forcing officials to evacuate the crowd of approximately 60,000 at Chicago Soldier Field during a Bears football game. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn declared a state of disaster in 7 counties. Champaign, Grundy, LaSalle, Massac, Tazewell, Washington, and Woodford. In the small town of Guilford, north of Champaign, more than 20 homes were completely destroyed, and there was no power. The storm also slammed through parts of Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and Kentucky as it made its way east into the mid-Atlantic states on Sunday night. ABC News Radio and the Associated Press contributed to this report. So, again, sending prayers to those injured and those that lost loved ones, those six that were killed during this horrific tornado in Illinois. So I hope, just praying for everyone. And listeners, I know you guys are praying also. So that's just amazing. But, again, thank you. It's almost time to conclude, and I wanted to talk a little bit about more about Thanksgiving preparedness and also holiday jobs. And I've posted a lot of information and YouTube videos also regarding how you can turn those holiday jobs into permanent jobs also. I myself plan to follow up on a few gigs this week since I'm feeling better. I have my mystery shopping assignment. And there's Avon. let's see. Macy's, they're doing, there's not a Macy's here, but I know in other cities, even in New Orleans and Dallas, Macy's have part-time and full-time seasonal jobs. Also, I'm checking out a I was checking out some information about getting more information on seasonal jobs, but it's time now because Black Friday is next week, and I'm sure a lot of retailers are seeing a spike in their sales already. Here's something from MarketWatch: best holiday temp jobs for boomers. I'm going to share this with you all, and then we'll conclude the program. On Wednesday, we will be talking about shopping for your loved one and also, love, money, and the holiday season and other topics also. MarketWatch has published an article this morning called The Best Holiday Temp Jobs for Boomers. Want seasonal work? Better get a move on. That's what I'm saying. Seasonal work can provide a much-needed boost to older American income, and such jobs often lead to full-time work. But older job seekers who are just now starting their search need to be quick or risk being late to the seasonal hiring. And I'm 45, so when they say older, they could be just talking about older. You think you're older, then you meet that. But this is about the boomers also, so. The good news is that even though a majority of employers said they would stop accepting applications for older season jobs as early as October, another 27% said they'll be hiring in November, and 10% said they'll hire in December, according to a Career Builder survey of 2,099 hiring managers. And on the news of the day, we have a new outlet for Mississippi in Pearl, Mississippi, and a lot of the designer retailers are hiring. That's what they mentioned. That's what they said. And older workers are sought by some companies. 17% of employers said they tend to hire retirees, while 34% say they focus on experienced workers who are not retired. Another 45% target college students, and 23% tend to hire high school students, according to Career Builder. Some of the top sectors for seasonal hiring include retail stores, delivery companies, and winter resorts. But 18% of employers in information technology, 16% in leisure and hospitality, and 16% in financial services also said they will hire seasonal workers, according to the survey. Seasonal jobs are not solely about manning a cash register or selling products, says Susan Joyce, publisher and editor at Job www.marlboro-hunt.org and workcoachcafe.com in Marlboro, Massachusetts. Now, all the seasonal jobs are sales jobs. Exactly. By long shot, she said, there are all kinds of layers. For example, she said companies are looking to ramp up call center staff, handle phone and web orders. Others seek office and administrative workers. Target Corporation posted an ad for floating pharmacists to fill in for full-time employees at various stores, Joyce said. Joyce said CoolWorks.com and SnagAjob.com are useful for finding seasonal work, and you can search BackdoorJobs.com for short-term job adventures. Also check out RetiredBrains.com. And when you're checking out Market Watch, you can check out the seasonal temp jobs for retirees. And I'm going to share this article, like, right now on Facebook and on Twitter. Best holiday temp jobs for boomers. And also I'm sharing on my LinkedIn. I've tweeted out Facebook and on LinkedIn. Okay, so I've shared that on those, and they're connected to most. Okay, I'm going to see if I can pull up the five factors that are good bets for boomer job seekers. That's part of this article. Trying to get it up, but we're concluding time. Okay, here we go. This time is running out also. So I'm going to continue on. I'm going to continue on Wednesday. I was going to say Friday, so I can continue this too during the Matters of the Heart show. Retail stores. Retailers are the logical first stop for those seeking a seasonal holiday job, and for good reason. Hundreds of thousands of jobs are spurred by holiday shopping, but the outlook for retailers this season is mixed, partly because consumer confidence is on a shaky ground. That and other factors could limit retailers' holiday hiring, according to a projection by outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. Whether it is related to an increase in online shopping or the shakiness in consumer confidence, the expectation that there would be fewer people in the stores could prompt some retailers to reduce the number of extra people they would need on the sales floor, said John A. Challenger, chief executive officer of Challenger Gray and Christmas, in a report in September. Case in point, Target is hiring fewer seasonal workers this year, 70,000 down from about 88,000 a year ago, but other stores are ramping up hiring, if only slightly. For example, Macy's said it will hire 83,000 holiday workers, up from 80,000 a year ago. And I'll check out Macy's holiday hiring page also. And for its part, Manpower, the employment services firm, said wholesale and retail employers plan a moderate increase in hiring for the fourth quarter. So check out Manpower also. And here are the hiring plans for seasonal holiday season among some of the biggest retailers, according to Joyce of jobhunt.com.org, job-hunt.org. Amazon is hiring 70,000 workers, JCPenney 35,000, Kohl's 50,000, Toys R Us 45,000, and Walmart 55,000. So I'm going to conclude information from this article for Market Watch on Wednesday also, okay? But I thank you so much for being a part of this first broadcast and live broadcast in 3 weeks also. So thank you so much. You've been listening to Motivate Monday, Culture Entertainment. And I'm getting the cue that 90 seconds is up also. So again, I have 90 seconds. So thank you so much. Tweet me at Culture Shock Talk. Follow me. That's a new handle that I have specifically for those of you that support the show and support my other social media profiles like on Spreecast and Springer and so on. And network me online, Culture Shock Talk, KULTRESHOKTALK, also at Beth Williams, BTHWMS, and Culture Shock Inc., KULTRESHOKENT. And also like my Facebook page, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. All you have to do is click the link on the profile section right here on Blog Talk Radio, and you're right there. Network and share information, positive posts, and all of that good stuff. Also, I'm on Instagram, Culture Shock Beth, and Culture Shock Entertainment Beth, KULTRESHOKENT Beth, and Pinterest, Culture Shock Beth, KULTRESHOKENT. Thank you so much. And the next live broadcast will be on Wednesday morning at 5:30 a.m., Matters of the Heart. Okay? Happy holidays, and I wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving also next week. God bless. You've been listening to Motivating Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Thank you.